Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your company and why you're here.
Yes, I'm coming from the RoboSense.
Okay.
So we do LiDAR, the provider company. So then we do the LiDAR hardware, the development, and also we do the AI-based perception algorithm, the development. So what we are bringing to here is because now it's the autonomous driving car, it's quite a popular topic, how to make the autonomous driving more safe. So we provide the eye for the autonomous driving the vehicles. So then the LiDAR is is using a laser source, a light to detect to percept the surrounding environment for the vehicles. Yeah.
So your product is actually going to be the eyes, if you will, of the auto driving car, if you will.
Exactly. So then we provide not only just the eye, also kind of the brain to for the vehicle to understanding the surrounding environment. Yes.
Now this integrates with some type of artificial intelligence. I would matter when it sees what it sees. It's got to make some decisions. How does that process occur?
Yes. So then, what we AI-based detection is using a lot of the data. So then you do the testing, you do the collecting the different the situations. So then make the computer to understand what is the situation it is. So by this, it's using kind of the scenario-based detection. So then, for example, there is a car is broken, it's in front of the vehicle for a couple hundred meters away. So then the sensor can detect and can sense it.
Now that has to happen instantaneously.
Yes, it's do in the real time. It's much reaction faster than the human drivers because.
Whoa! You're telling me You're telling me that the reaction time, the response to decipher that information is faster than the brain?
Yes.
Really?
That's true. Yeah, because for the human body, so then for the human, we do the, for example, if the accident happened, we break the car, normally it's taking some kind of the second. So then with the sensor, it can react in the, 0.1 or 0.2 2 seconds to start to do the reaction. This is the really the beauty of the AI the algorithm. Yeah.
I believe you, but I'm having a hard time processing that fact.
Yes, so then the computer is very good at and do the processing, do the calculation. So then they do in the nanosecond to do the one calculation. This is much faster than us. But of course, the AI is make the link of the faster computing of the processor. And using the human-like the thinking, the mechanism, so then to do also the kind of thinking in a faster speed. Yeah,
that's pretty fascinating. Now, is your product actually in use in a particular car, like the Tesla or whatever?
Yes. So we are having partners. So then they are using our car during the testing now. So then it's not yet because there's no the autonomous driving car really is available. But we see a lot of the car is on the road for the testing. So our sensor is used for a couple of our customers and for example the FAW cars in China and so then they are using it for testing. Yes.
That's very interesting. Now, this is becoming pretty much mainstream. I had an Uber last night, and the gentleman had a brand new 2020. Was it a Hyundai? I can't remember. I think it was a Hyundai, and it had it already built in. You know, and I was surprised that it was that mainstream already. So this technology is actually being utilized and is out there right now today. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And is it implementing your sensors?
Yes, sure. Yeah. So then we have a lot of the robot taxi, also the players, the customers, they are using our sensor for the testing because it's still in a testing phase. It's not yet really ready for the final customer to ride the autonomous driving the robot taxis. But we will see it quite quite quick, quite soon. Because
how long are we talking? A week, a month, a year?
I think it's with there are, I remember there in USA, the Lyft or the Uber, there are also some of the testing. You can test
oh,
some
is that
of
right?
the driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then, but it's not for the everyone, but right. it's in some of the area is already able to try. Yeah.
Now, how long have you been testing?
We started to do the development since 2 to 3 years ago.
Okay.
And recently, since the last year, we are doing a lot of the testing the different scenario, the different weather conditions, rain, snow, fog.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's not only making decisions about, you know, proximity of other cars, it's making decisions about the weather, the speed that you're going at, the weight of the car, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So because all those information for the human, the beauty of the human is we don't even know what kind of sensor we have, but we know how weight is the car and the car if the car is heavy or not. But it's for the computer, you need a lot of the sensor to sense this information, use this information to make a better safety drive. Yeah.
So how many inputs is this actually taking? I mean, can you define that? How many things go into determining what the car should do based on what the eyes see?
So sorry, I didn't get your question.
Yeah, my question is, how many different inputs are there that go into your sensors that actually allow you to come up with a good decision?
Yeah,
you don't want a bad decision.
Yeah, sure. So then we do not need any the external the input. So then because it's our sensor, it's an interaction sensor. So then we're sending the lasers using the light,
oh, okay.
light source. To sensing the around. It's quite similar as the human eye, but it's better than human eyes because the eye is only working at the daytime. So then we're sending a light out and then then collect the light back. So then therefore we do not need additional information. Yeah.
So are you suggesting then that it's actually better in theory at night?
Exactly.
Than the human eye is.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. So because it's an active sensor. So then
I find that just mind-boggling. Go ahead.
Yeah. So because it's an active sensor, so then you have the light source inside. The light we're using is the IR light. So then because the human do not see the infrared. So then, but it's, we send the infrared light out and then collect this infrared information back. So by doing this, we got is a completely.
It's absolutely fascinating. Yeah. So what if I went to your booth, what would I actually see? Would I see a demo of this? Would I see the sensors themselves? Because obviously the consumer's not going to buy your product. It's going to be, you know, a large company or conglomerate.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what would I see at your booth?
In our booth, we do have some demo as a real lifetime demo. For
really?
Or the demonstrator how the sensor is seeing from the seeing the environment. And also we do have also external on the side. Demo drive the drive. So then with our testing car, the demo car, so you can see during the drive what is the sensor or what is the car exactly see the environment or how it's different compared to the human eye. Yeah.
Now, some tough questions. Are there? I wouldn't imagine that there's a lot of people in that space making those products.
Yes. There do. So then there are a couple of tens of companies are doing the LiDAR product at the moment. So then what is our the strength, our the, really the good thing is we do the smart sensor. So then this is what I mentioned. So we are not only just do the pure the, some kind of a LiDAR hardware, but we also will bring up the brains to understand the environment. This is the beauty of our the technologies.
So and you're also encompassing the whole
exactly.
Technology basically is what you're saying.
So then this is also why we got the this year's the CES Innovation Award by this smart sensor, because not only the hardware everyone is a couple 10 companies are doing that, but not so many is doing the brains to understanding the environment.
It's pretty fascinating stuff. You're definitely deep into the area of artificial intelligence, if you will, but it's not artificial because it's based on, I guess, statistical analysis of what it sees and the understanding of what to do with that data when it actually comes through.
Exactly. So then, because it's to make the perception to give the eye to the autonomous driving cars, safety is very important. So then, you can not only rely on some the awesome technology, but it do not care about the safety. So then, we do also care about the safety. Make sure have enough data to tell that the drive is safe. Yeah.
absolutely fascinating. I can't thank you enough for coming on board.
Thank
and
you
if
very
people
much.
Wanted to know more about the company, what were the, where they go to your website?
Yes, we do have a website. It's the robotsense.ai. So then you find all the information about our product, about our use cases, applications on the website.
That's just fantastic. Thank you again. I appreciate that.